In just more than a week, Ohio will hold its primary election, but this year fewer people are voting by absentee ballot. Joining me this morning to talk about it, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
You had this on the on your column this weekend. You talked about this. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, what's going on, particularly in Hamilton County, 4 years ago, every voter in Hamilton County got an absentee ballot application in the mail. And many of them used it, mailed it back in, and there were up, at this point, before the election, up over 40,000. Now, this year, they're forbidden to do that by the Ohio Secretary of State, and there's only about 20% of the total from 4 years ago who have actually used absentee ballots. The number is dropping precipitously, and the Democrats say it's because we're not allowed to mail people absentee ballot applications. The Republicans say, look, you can go online, you can print it out, and you can fill it out, mail it in, we'll send you a ballot, and you can vote. That this is no big deal, but the Democrats think that this is a very big issue.
Now, in the fall, isn't the Secretary of State going to send them out?
The Secretary of State is going to send them out to every Ohio voter in November, or for the November election. After that, the new law in Ohio says that he can do that in any election, but he has to go to the Ohio legislature to have them appropriate the money to send those ballots out. And that's a big question about whether or not they would actually do that.
I guess if they do, we'll see if the return is any greater.
Right.
Another big happening this week, tomorrow, the RNC site selection committee coming to Cincinnati to check it out. What do you expect?
Well, actually, it's a little part of the site selection committee. It's a handful of members who are kind of making a first visit to look to see whether or not Cincinnati's facilities like U.S. Bank Arena, the hotels, the security situation are adequate to be able to handle something as massive as a Republican National Convention. They're going to do a very low-key tour. You won't see them. They'll be wandering around town all day. And then, sometime in mid-May, they're going to knock this list of six cities down again, and we'll see if Cincinnati makes the cut. If Cincinnati makes the cut, they'll get another visit from the full Republican site selection committee sometime in late May or June, which will, be when they really put on the Ritz for these people.
And, of course, we can't forget we're fundraising, and contributors this time around will have a chance to do something that's one of your favorite things to do. That's go to a Reds game.
You bet.
Tell us about the deal.
Well, the deal is the Cincinnati Public Radio Night at Great American Ballpark for the second year in a row. And if you make a contribution of $150 on your credit card or debit card, we'll hold two tickets for you for the June 3rd game between the Reds and the San Francisco Giants.
And Devin Mesoraco might be back by then?
Oh, yeah. He'll be back. He'll definitely be back by then. It's a 7-10 game, and the seats are very good. The seats are in 414 in the mezzanine.
So tell us about them.
Oh, they're great.
Is this behind home plate or in between?
No, it's not. It's kind of down the third baseline.
Okay.
But it's in the middle section. It's not in the upper deck. It's in the mezzanine, and it's a beautiful view. The first few years of Great American Ballpark, a friend of mine and I, we had our season tickets in 414, and we, we thought they were great.
Now, last year, you and I said we would sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game together, and I believe we did.
We will do. Yes,
we did.
Are we
going to do that again this year?
Of course.
All right, and we'll get everyone to sing along. It'll be a great baseball experience, so you'll stop by. Everybody there coming for the game, and it should be a lot of fun.
Don't let that stop you from getting tickets.
Right.
Always the curmudgeon. Yeah. Everybody needs one. Okay, to get those tickets, all you have to do is call 513-419-7155. Pick them up online, wvxu.org or wmub.org. Any other words of wisdom?
No, $150 contribution on your credit card or debit card, and you'll be with us on a Great American Ballpark that night.
There were a couple hundred people there last year, I think, kind of spread out through that section, and it was a lot of fun, and Unfortunately, there's a budget hearing that night, so I'm going to be with my friends at Cincinnati City Council for a budget hearing while you're all at the ballpark.
Well, okay.
Well, that's sad to hear.
We'll text you the score.
That's right, every few minutes. It's 8:40. This is 91.7.